We took it all. We brought them to our land. An endless night. Ember hot and icy cold. The rage of the earth. We made this curse. Carved it in the blood on our backs. We did not see. We could not, but she did. And in the end...
What will I become?
Senua Saga. Hellblade 2.
Play it now with Game Pass.
There's nothing worse than going to a doctor's appointment expecting to be the center of attention, and then your doctor seems like they have better things to do and better places to be. You know, instead of listening to you intently, asking you how you feel and help you along, the doctor is just checking their watch, ready to get out of there. Well, on ZocDoc, you'll find quality doctors who focus on you and listen to you to prioritize your care. ZocDoc is the only free app that lets you find and book doctors who are patient-reviewed, take your insurance, are available when you need them, and treat almost every condition under the sun. So no more playing doctor roulette or scouring the internet for questionable reviews. With ZocDoc, you have a trusted guide to connect you to your favorite doctor that you haven't even met yet. Millions of people use ZocDoc's free app to find and book a doctor in their neighborhood who is patient-reviewed and fits their needs and schedule just right. So go to ZocDoc.com/Tim and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. Many are available within 24 hours. That's ZocDoc.com/Tim. ZocDoc.com/Tim.
Hey, yo, guys, it's all about confidence when it's time for sexual intercourse, am I right? And what a better confidence booster than a fun round with your partner, all courtesy of Chewables from BlueChew.com. Now, what's BlueChew.com, you might ask? BlueChew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in chewable form and at a fraction of the cost. And now, they also have Vardenafil mint-flavored chewables, with the active ingredient in Levitra and Staxin, so you can stay hard and fresh. Blue Chew's tablets are made in the USA and they prepare and ship direct, so it's cheaper than a pharmacy, okay? So if you could benefit from extra confidence when it's time to perform, visit BlueChew.com. And guys, here's a special treat for you. Try Blue Chew free when you use our promo code TIM at checkout. Just pay $5 shipping. That's BlueChew.com, promo code TIM to receive your first month free. Five, four, three, two, one.
It's tearing up my heart when I'm with you. And when we are apart, I feel it too. And no matter what I do, I feel the pain. With or without you. Baby, I don't understand.
I don't understand
why we can't be lovers. Things are getting out of hand. Trying to watch the baby we can win. Let it go. If you want me, girl, let me know.
Let me know.
I am down,
down, down
on my knees. I can't take it anymore. It's tearing up my heart when I'm with you.
We doing the whole song.
And what's up, y'all?
Welcome back to the No Chaser Podcast. I'm Tim South the Wrong Zoo.
I'm Ricky Shucks.
I'm Nikki Blaze.
And today we have a very, very special guest in the building. He was like, I want to be part of the song. And I was like, yeah, bro, get in here. And wow, you picked a banger for us today. This man, stand-up comedian, one half of the Scissor Bros podcast. And I randomly saw you in the background of a Comedy Central roast the other day. And make some noise for Jeremiah Watkins.
Woo! What's up, guys? Thanks for having me.
That was you, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. I've done a lot of Comedy Central stuff, yeah.
And Jeremiah, let me say, we have some guests that come on and they're like, oh, I want to sit with y'all. Fail. Face first. On the ground. You delivered.
Okay. That's a relief because mad pressure right before we started, I asked just to tell the audience, I asked if y'all knew boy bands and he goes, just don't bring that LFO stuff. And
I had LFO's album.
Oh my God.
I did.
You've
listened to more LFO songs
than the album. He paid for it.
I paid for it.
And you liked it?
I loved it.
So you heard Chinese Food Makes Me Sick and you bought the album. Uh-huh. That is anti-Asian, I feel.
Ooh. It was a different time for him.
It was.
Yeah. Don't give me the whole I have a podcast with an Asian guy excuse. All right?
No, for him
he's Korean, okay? Chinese food still makes me sick.
Okay, you know the difference. You get points.
There you go.
Valid.
It was more about the New Kids on the Block line for him. He didn't care about the Chinese food line.
Well, shit, man. Hey, thanks for coming.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, they had a dope song called Dandelion with Kelis.
Who?
Kelis?
Is that who it is?
Oh, the girl? Yes. You're talking about a girl, right?
Stop it.
Kelis?
Kelis.
You mean Khaleesi from Game of Thrones? Oh, no. It's called Kelis? After all these years, I'm finding out.
The black woman with the big hair.
The one who brought everybody to the yard with her milkshake.
There was no music video for that
it's
LFO song.
Really Kelis? After all these years, I'm finding this out?
Yes. How did you say it?
I said Kelis. Isn't it K-E-L-I-S?
You know what? Yes. With the chilaquiles.
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 I love it.
Humbling myself real quick.
Oh, man.
With Keloid.
One of my favorite songs ever.
Kelis is hilarious. What's up, man? It's nice to meet you.
Yeah, I know.
Where you from?
Originally from Kansas.
Kansas.
Ooh, we're not in Kansas anymore.
Yeah. Hello.
I don't understand.
I got
the
that so much
when
I'm
just
yeah.
Let me have my moment, Tim. I'm on a roll today.
How long you been doing stand up for?
In January, it will be over 12 years.
Wow.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Wait, question. Do you drink?
I don't.
He okay, good. Not. I just have to check. I just feel like it's rude if you're on the No Chaser podcast.
The smart couch.
Right.
Wow. This is the brown couch, by the way, if you didn't pick up.
This is the half brown smart couch.
Yeah, and we say keyless over here.
Is that what you always wanted to do doing stand up, or when did you find your passion for it?
Oh, you know, I always wanted to be like on a sketch show or something like that, like an SNL or Mad TV or something as a kid. And I didn't know it was possible until I got a little bit older. And then you find out, like, you know, you start finding out about people's stories, how they got to different places. Like, I was like, this guy's like worshiped Chris Farley, right? Mm-hmm. And I was like, how did he get his start? You got to start at a place called Second City in Chicago and IO, and he did improv. So when I moved out to LA, I did improv at Second City and was doing improv and stand-up at the same time for a bit. And then I kind of had to choose one or the other and then, kind of fielded into stand-up.
Damn.
Yeah.
Is it scary? Do you love it?
You have to love it. You have to be obsessed with it for it to work because it's too hard to kind of half-ass it.
How many years did you suck before you feel like you were good?
I've always had too much confidence.
Me too.
Yeah, dude.
I think that takes you so far in life.
It does. I mean, it's better to fake it for sure than to be like, I don't know. Like, so if I fail hard. That's just how I've always been. Yeah.
When was the last time you got booed?
The last time I got booed, it's been so long. The longer that you're in stand up, the less likely you're going to get booed, really, because you kind of get out of the bar scene of doing shows and stuff like that.
And that's where
a lot
that
of the
happens?
Boos are going to happen.
Okay.
Right, where people aren't necessarily there to watch some stand-up.
Right.
Okay.
Like, I've competed with presidential elections, World Series games, Super Bowl games.
You're out there doing stand-up during a World Series
game?
Why would you do that?
Because there was a spot. I got booked.
7 o'clock, World Series, you could take it?
Yeah.
Sure.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
He's in front of the screen. Everybody's
like,
gotta watch it.
Get out of the way.
He's like, look, guys, New Kids on the Block had a lot of hits.
And Chinese food makes me what? Exactly.
Okay, well, speaking of TV, I you know, and this is one of the main reasons I really was interested in having you on, right?
Here we go.
Funniest Wildin' Out audition story. I saw it on another podcast and I was like, ayo. And also, I watched the special, because Wildin' Out did a fucking like semi-reality show YouTube special where they documented the audition process, right? Which is fucking intense.
Yeah.
And they documented that shit and you were part of it. And when I saw your perspective on it, I was like, I have to talk to this man in real life.
Sure.
Because this is a great story. But also, I have questions.
Of course.
And also, I have opinions.
Oh. I would love to hear. I would love to hear both.
Please.
Honestly,
because
like when you said when was the last time you got booed,
Oh shit! This is what popped into your head.
Oh, that's the first thing that popped into my head.
Oh, well,
the reactions were so violent to me.
Violent reactions. Okay, come on.
Wait, this is an amazing story.
Start at the beginning, and we won't interrupt.
I might interrupt a little bit.
Okay, well, he'll interject.
After her interrupting.
Yeah.
But I was like, no, hold on, wait.
And by the way, feel free to ask and interrupt as much as you want.
We shall. I needed a drink for this.
Yeah. Get it.
It felt good.
I'm so excited.
So, I was set up for success going into this thing.
Okay.
Because I had a close friend that was helping cast the show.
Okay.
And she hit me up. She's like, I think you'll knock this out of the park. You know, I'm kind of known as like a guy, like even though like I'm heavily in the stand-up scene, I'm known as a guy who's very improv-based within my stand-up. I'm very loose on stage. I'm very riffy.
A lot of crowd work.
Some sets, I don't do any material at all. I'll just literally just rip off the crowd, just do whatever's like kind of in the moment. I'm a very in-the-moment guy. Mm-hmm. So she's like, I think you'd be perfect for this. I'm like, yeah, I think so too. Let's go.
Getting comfy for it.
Get comfy. Kick off the shoes for this story. So I go out to, first I send in a tape. First you got to send in a tape of you doing different, a few different games and stuff like that on tape.
Oh, okay.
And
this is different than my process.
It must have been my year because I had to do the same thing.
Yeah.
Did they have you do like impressions, like SNL and shit, or?
No, it wasn't so much that. It was more just them seeing, do you have musicality?
I see.
Can you carry a tune? Mm. Can you carry a beat, kind of? They wanted like a couple things like that. And then I sent in like, it was like a 5-minute tape. And then I sent in some of my other Comedy Central stuff. Because I was on a show called Roast Battle for years.
Oh, you did Roast Battle. Oh,
yeah. Right. I was on that show. But we were the wave on that show. It was me, Jamar Neighbors, and Willie Hunter. Mm-hmm. And it would basically be when comedians would drop a bad roast on somebody, we would react either as the crowd or heighten it. Like, so we would act out like with something physical or something like ridiculous.
Okay.
So like somebody would, you know, tell a joke and then completely unrelated, I would go on there as one of them. I was like an American where I was on my knees and they acted like Middle Easterners who slit my throat and I started having blood run out of my mouth.
Okay. Uh-huh.
So things that were so far, they were like, that joke wasn't even that intense.
Yeah.
Like, so we were very, like I said, either people loved it or hated it online.
Right.
Because it's so polarizing and ridiculous. So I do the tape. They tell us over a Zoom that there's going to be callbacks in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's when we head out to Atlanta to do the workshop and series and stuff like that. And when we get there, as you guys know, if you've been through this, they're pretty militant. They're very specific about like how hard it's going to be.
The workshops are intense. Yeah.
They want to scare you. They really do want to scare you. Like, I've been around long enough, like in Hollywood and stuff like this. I'm like, I understand what is going on here. They're really trying to weed out the people who are going to fold under pressure.
Yeah. Right.
And I am doing really, really well the first day.
Okay.
I'm killing everything that they're throwing at me. But I'm not a battle rapper. I don't claim to be good at rap.
Right.
I can music improv my butt off for days. Mm-hmm. But there's something about going after people like...
It's not my favorite either, to be honest. Yeah.
It's not my skill set.
The new year is here, which means it is time for some new goals, like saving money, saving time, and eating better. One of the ways that you can accomplish all of those things is with HelloFresh. For myself personally, saving money is number one on the list this year. I got a little reckless with my spending, and I realized I was spending a lot of money on groceries, but I was wasting most of my money because those groceries weren't being used. With HelloFresh, you get farm fresh, pre-portioned ingredients delivered right to your door with recipes that are super easy to follow. And I tell you, they're so simple. You cannot mess this up. Even the salt is measured out perfectly for you just to add it in. It takes about 15 minutes to make these meals, and they're delicious, and you're eating healthy, and you're saving money. If you want to hit those goals this year, then head over to HelloFresh.com/NoChaser21. Use the code NoChaser21 and get 21 free meals plus free delivery. I told you guys, saving time, saving money. That's HelloFresh.com/NoChaser21. 21 free meals plus free shipping. HelloFresh is America's number one meal kit, so just go head over there right now. If your goal for the new year is to budget better and to save money, then you need Rocket Money. Rocket Money was formerly known as Truebill, and what it is, it's a personal financing app that helps you find unwanted subscriptions and cancels them. Also helps you manage your expenses and lowers your bills all in one place. There is nothing worse than finding out that you have been spending money on a subscription that you haven't been using. Myself personally, it's all those streaming services. I didn't even realize I wasn't using three different ones, and Rocket Money helped me cancel them all at a click of a button. Now, I've tried to do that on my own without using Rocket Money, and it's taken me forever. When I used it, it made my life so much easier, and I've been able to save a ton of money. Not just those streaming services, there were a couple photo editing apps that I used. Yeah, I didn't realize I was paying over $20 a month for it. Absolutely reckless. But with Rocket Money, you can save just like I save. So stop throwing money away, cancel those unwanted subscriptions, and manage your expenses all in one place. Head over to rocketmoney.com/nochaser to save. That's rocketmoney.com/nochaser. One more time, rocketmoney.com/nochaser and save today.
Well, I'm really good at it. But.
You're good at it. Having said that, so I'm doing great all day, and like people are like they're looking out for me. They're telling me like throughout the day, like different people are like, "Oh, you're funny, dude!" Like all the producers are smiling at me. I'm like, "Okay, yeah." Gets to the end of the first day,
yeah,
and it's the wild style, and everybody's around and like wild style, and I was like, "Okay, I'm gonna make an impression." And I'm going to go for it. And there was this girl, Candy, that was on the show.
Yes. Are y'all familiar?
No. You know Candy?
I do not know Candy.
Candy is from, I do believe Candy's from Compton. Mm-hmm. And Candy doesn't necessarily like say like she's trans or like, or I'm not exactly how she identifies. But
yeah.
It's a dude that wears wigs and, you know, like nails done, all that, like very like, you know, like bitch type, you know what I'm saying? Like feminine, I'm coming at you feminine ways. All right.
That is Candy.
Huh?
Just non-binary.
I don't know how she necessarily like identifies, but yes.
Okay.
She basically said at the beginning of the first day, she let everybody know, she was like, "Hey, you can call me a girl, you can call me a guy. Mm. I don't really care, but just know if you're coming to me, I'm coming at you twice as hard."
Okay.
So I was like, "Ooh, a challenge."
Right.
Yeah. Right. So it gets to the wild style and I call Candy out and it's a car fire. I went for it immediately, but I thought it would be really funny to say that I was going to suck her dick and all this stuff, kind of opposite of a roast, and just go really hard in the paint. I was like, "Oh, I'm gonna make you come. I'm going to do all this stuff."
So this is good because on the special, it's all bleeped. Well, yeah, I could tell what you're saying when you're like, "I'll suck your dick." Yeah. That bleep.
Yeah.
And then
make
the rest
you go
of it,
skeet, different dumb stuff like that. Like, "I'm going to take you out. Like I'm going to make you my girlfriend." Like, just horrible, dumb stuff that I'm just going, that I'm like, "This is going to hit so hard."
But you didn't read the room?
Well, no, not at all.
I was going to say, this is funny, but there?
Yeah. Right, that's the thing. But the way I have always done my comedy is I don't cater to certain rooms. So I went hard in the paint, and perfect. I'm like, "I'm just going to go for it and see what happens." And they're buzzing me, and they're like, the music slows down. And they literally like, everybody look in the room like they're going to start vomiting uncontrollably. They're literally so grossed out, like how hard I'm going into the paint, saying that I'm going to man up this dude and suck his dick and stuff like that. That like Candy's looking at me like, "This white boy's crazy." Legit.
Did Candy say anything?
She didn't care. Yeah. She thought it was funny. I worked with her the next day in the workshop, like on the different the games and stuff like that. So she was cool. But literally after that happened, it was like I had the plague in this workshop. I was that dude. They're like, "This dude's insane." Like, he doesn't know how to read the room. He doesn't, like, he's clearly out of his mind, because all day I was having a great day. Yeah. And then literally, like as soon as I heard the I was like,
but they literally gave you a that, like the record.
Yeah, the record scratch, they're buzzing me. They're like, stop. But I keep going.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
And the fact that I treat you right.
Yeah, the fact that I didn't have the wherewithal in their minds to stop after I got the buzzer, I'm like, "No, I'm gonna keep going. I'm gonna do this." Yeah. And after that, like, people looked at me like they were going to catch the gay. You know what I mean?
The gay.
He gave it to me.
Yeah.
He gave it to me.
Yeah.
I got it.
Oh, man.
Okay, so what did you learn from that experience? What's your takeaway from that?
Well, my takeaway is I'm still glad that I did that because I was authentic to myself.
Right.
You know what I mean? Even though that's not the right, it might not have been, and it clearly wasn't the right comedic choice for that show.
Mm-hmm.
What I was hoping for, which I didn't get, is that I went into it being like, they know that I'm a stand-up vet who's been in the game for this long.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't treat me like that, and they didn't see it like that. They didn't give me any note. Nobody pulled me to the side, you know, and be like, yo, man, like, we don't really do that around here.
Mm.
It was like, as soon as I did it, they're like, he's so insane, we can't even work with this guy. Because the next day, like, literally, like, I came in, everybody was just like, hey, man.
So you feel like what cost you the...
I called my wife right after the end of the casting workshop day. I did a joke today that might have lost me this game.
Oh, you're not gay.
Yeah. So then why you want to suck it? No.
That's the joke.
All you see is everybody go.
But like literally everybody was like I would just be saying something. They're like, yeah, you gay, man, whatever. Yeah.
Maybe they were mad at you for saying that and not meaning it.
Is it gay baiting? Is that gay baiting?
People say that.
No, I mean, just out of curiosity, because if I wouldn't have known, one of the questions I was thinking was like, does anybody know like how like your orientation or how comfortable you are? Did them not knowing what you identified as make them uncomfortable?
Maybe. I don't know. I wear a wedding ring all the time.
But
I never take it off.
We're in California.
We took it all. We brought them to our land. An endless night, ember hot and icy cold. The rage of the earth. We made this curse. Carved it in the blood on our backs. We did not see. We could not, but she did. And in the end,
what will I become?
Senua Saga. Hellblade 2.
Play it now with Game Pass.
I guess.
We're in California and I live in San Francisco. So in my opinion, I see a wedding ring. That doesn't mean that it's a woman.
Right. I don't know.
Huh. Who knows? It's hard to say.
Hey, for you to take that risk and fucking own it, I love that. Because that shit was hilarious in here.
Yeah, maybe it was a little too real for them. You know what I'm saying?
I think I was in Atlanta and, you know, I called a couple buddies right after that. My buddies, Jamar Neighbors and Willie Hunter.
Yeah.
And Willie Hunter, literally, he was dying laughing on the phone when I told him the story. He goes, bro, you know the black community can be homophobic sometimes.
Yeah.
Why did you do that in that room? I was like, because I thought it was funny. I just did it.
Look, I think it's hilarious. Of course, you know, hip-hop crowd can be, like, homophobic, right? You know,
I can see why they cut me, because if I did that live on the show, it probably wouldn't have played. But to me, the situation was so funny that the reaction is...
Watched your audition, I fucking died because I was like, not only was it just funny what you're doing, but I was like, just seeing people get uncomfortable had me crack it up. Right?
The whole room literally spread out. Like, you're like,
I won't let it do with that.
But look, I will say this too, right? And here was something I wanted to bring up is like, I don't think it was only because it was gay jokes, because also like in the past, even if Justina was to be too straightforward with the I'll suck your dick and blah blah blah, it was still kind of like chill out, you know what I'm saying?
Right,
like it was always kind of like you're doing too much when you're going straight for the sucker dicks in that room, you know? Like, you know, especially like, you know, because it's a lot of dick sucking innuendo in there, and so I was like, you know, try to be clever with it, you know? So I feel like it was maybe like for sure some like he's talking about sucking dick, but also like
he's talking about sucking dick.
From the producer's side, maybe it was like, you're talking about sucking dick.
We can't use this material, sir. Do you know what channel we're on? We're going to have to bleep you out.
Right,
me here. I feel like sometimes they're like, I can't use this. No matter how funny we think this is never going to see the screen.
Oh, man. It was awesome.
Yeah.
Worth it.
Well, I got a story out of it. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Well, that's the thing is like when they were trying to like, the next day when like they made their cuts, because I was the first one to go.
a dick sucker.
I was
get out.
I was literally the first one cut on the show, and I was friends with multiple people in the cast and stuff like that. I'm messaging with Sharon back and forth on Instagram.
Yeah,
and he goes, they cut the professional comedian first. And I was like, I went a little bit too hard. I was a little bit too wild for a while now.
Here's the line.
Yep.
And you were over there.
Jumped
over it.
That's so funny.
But yeah, I had a guy, like, this is an example of like how the energy was different. Because everybody was like super chill and nice the first day. Everybody's excited to be there on the first day workshop. After that happened, the next day, like, there's a couple guys who are they're eating cosmic brownies. And I walk up, I was like, oh, they got cosmic brownies here? That's amazing. And he goes, hey, man, don't be saying that gay shit around me, cuh.
What? You know what the first thing I thought of? That's what popped into my head as soon as you said it that way. For some reason, after the joke, I'm just like, oh, I already know where they're going. They're just going to think everything you say now is sexual and gay.
Yes, that's exactly what happened. Everything out that your is mouth exactly after that. What happened. And I go, bro. They're literally called Little Debbie Cosmic Brownies.
I bet you like Little Debbie.
And he goes, oh, I didn't know that. All right.
Oh, my God.
Hilarious. He probably liked it because it got rainbow sprinkles.
Right. Exactly. Exactly.
And that was the first thing that popped into my head.
How are you doing today? Hey, don't bring that gay shit around me.
No, exactly. I'm like, guys, I'm cool with my sexuality. I got a wife. Like it's all good.
Yeah,
like,
that's what you call her?
Yeah. Yeah. That's what you call him? Okay.
Oh, yeah. Wife.
Right, 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 right.
Wow.
Right.
That's so funny. Thank you for resharing. I think this is a great story, dog.
Oh, man.
Oh, shit. How long are you married?
Over 5 years now. Yeah, got married in 2017, and then we got baby number two on the way in June.
Oh, yeah. So I also have baby number two
That's
on the way.
Rare. Congratulations.
Wow, amazing.
Yeah.
You met her. She's from Kansas or L.A.?
She's from the Bay Area, actually.
Yeah. Just like Nikki Blades.
There you go. Just Nikki Blades.
We're just better out there.
What part of the Bay?
I stay in the East Bay. I'm not that cool. I stay in the burbs.
Okay. She's from Danville originally, so East Bay.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, she got money?
Huh? Her parents do a little bit. They're nurses.
That's how you know. Danville's really nice.
Is she Filipino?
Very nice. I stay in Dublin.
No.
Nah, that's Fremont. I actually live about 15 minutes away from Danville.
Okay, cool.
I get my hair done in Danville. Shout out, Andrea.
We might cut that. We're going to cut that out.
Cut that out.
Why, Dublin?
We don't want people knowing where you live, bro.
First off, show up. I've been waiting to use my 9-iron.
All right. Well, here's her address.
No. I'm just kidding.
Wow.
It's okay. I talk about it enough on the radio.
I mean, I guess
show.
You had brought up
Yeah,
Dublin.
I brought up Dublin. It's fine.
All right.
But Danville is really nice.
Yeah, it's cool. It's a nice area.
Okay, wait. So she's from the Bay.
Mm-hmm.
Where did you meet her?
I met her doing improv at Second City in LA, actually.
Hmm. She's an improviser or a viewer?
She's an improviser. Ooh. And she ended up using, so she's a social and emotional learning specialist. And she teaches kids on and off the autism spectrum improv to help with their social skills.
Oh, beautiful.
So I used my improv for comedy, and then she used it
to
for the good of mankind.
Make the world a better place.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
But also, you know, I feel like funny people, we make the world a better place.
Yes, in different ways. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah,
God,
for sure,
Tim,
for sure.
Please. It's not about you right now.
I have
funny
excuse to feed my own ego, Nikki Blades.
God.
Thus, making the world a better place.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Co-signing him for how many years now? Jesus Christ.
Look.
That's the homie.
Co-signs me and he keeps me in check. It's a balance, okay? He's a Libra. That's super lit to talk about that for a second. I didn't know that was a thing, teaching improv to kids with autism to improve their social skills. That's really cool.
Yeah, so she, like, one thing that she's seen a lot of growth with kids on is if they have, if they're more severe on the autism spectrum, they have trouble even making eye contact.
Right.
Right? And with different improv games, and she's, like, put out a couple of books and stuff like that, which is, I'm really proud of her for doing.
Yeah, this is...
She's helped nonverbal kids be able to make more eye contact with their parents and stuff like that through games, because they get in a routine where they start getting more comfortable talking with the device of a game, basically.
Right.
So it's it's really cool to see kind of what, like, she's done over the years, like, in that field. Yeah,
that's so interesting because, like, specifically, like, whenever I do improv games and I have to like do a scenario or some shit, I always either put on an accent or find a different character, and that's what helps me fucking
makes you feel more comfortable
do the scene. Yeah. So it's like, it's interesting that it would work in that way where you know, because it's a fake scenario, then mm-hmm. now they can, oh, maybe give more eye contact,
yeah.
communicate yeah. with someone better. That's so, like, that's like, cool.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's a cool device that she's got, like, some improv books that she's put out, even, like, for parents to do at home that are, like, super simple games, but, like, it's also just a good way of connecting with your kids because we're so on our phones right now and stuff yeah. like that. And it's more just like, if you can just connect with somebody for like a little bit, it helps so much with your relationships and communication and everything like that.
Can you give it a shout out right now as far as like where they can find this? Because this is super useful.
Yeah. She has a program called Zip Zap Zop Enrichment. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. We did that in the workshop. Yeah, yeah. 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 Yeah.
And what's the name of the book?
It's called The Brain's Playground.
Okay, that's cool. So clearly, she's an amazing person.
She's awesome.
Okay, so, like, so you guys met in that space.
Yeah, enough about you. Let's keep talking about her.
She's who you need to be interviewing. Right. She's actually on Wild and Out right now.
I'm like this. Thank you for introducing us to our next guest. She's coming right now. The author of.
Yeah. Because when she makes the dick sucking jokes, it's fine.
It's funny. It's really good. It's really
for
good.
For a purpose. Now, what's your purpose? Oh, you man. Married it, didn't
I'm
you?
I'm still trying to figure it out.
It's not supposed to be about me, right?
Yo, what's the first thing you do when you wake up in the morning? Is it checking your credit score? Psh, I didn't think so, okay? It's usually take a big old poo. That's for me anyways. At Chime, that's exactly what they do. Not poo, check your credit score. With their secured Chime Credit Builder Visa credit card, you can start to build credit with your own money, okay? Chime reports your payments to credit bureaus to help you build credit over time. Their members see an increase of 30 points on average. Now, that's just lit. All of this with no annual fees, large security deposits, or credit checks to apply. Now, come on, son. So start your credit journey with Chime. Sign up takes only 2 minutes and doesn't affect your credit score whatsoever. Get started at Chime.com/NoChaser. That's Chime.com/NoChaser. Who don't need good credit? I know I would love some better credit, okay? The Chime Credit Builder Visa credit card is issued by Stride Bank N.A. pursuant to a license from Visa USA. Chime checking account and $200 qualifying direct deposit required to apply for the secured Chime Credit Builder Visa credit card. Regular on-time payment history can have a positive impact on your credit score. Impact to score may vary and some user scores may not improve. Out-of-network ATM withdrawal fees may apply, except at MoneyPass ATMs and a 7-Eleven or any Allpoint or Visa Plus Alliance ATMs.
There's nothing worse than going to a doctor's appointment expecting to be the center of attention, and then your doctor seems like they have better things to do and better places to be. You know, instead of listening to you intently, asking you how you feel and help you along, the doctor is just checking their watch, ready to get out of there. Well, on ZocDoc, you'll find quality doctors who focus on you and listen to you to prioritize your care. ZocDoc is the only free app that lets you find and book doctors who are patient-reviewed, take your insurance, are available when you need them, and treat almost every condition under the sun. So no more playing doctor roulette or scouring the internet for questionable reviews. With ZocDoc, you have a trusted guide to connect you to your favorite doctor that you haven't even met yet. Millions of people use ZocDoc's free app to find and book a doctor in their neighborhood who is patient-reviewed and fits their needs and schedule just right. So go to ZocDoc.com/Tim and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. Many are available within 24 hours. That's ZocDoc.com/Tim. ZocDoc.com/Tim.
My favorite thing on that casting special is it cuts to after a while when they're deliberating, going back and forth of the footage. Nick Cannon just goes, I just don't think Jeremiah is likable. When I saw it, I died laughing. I was like, this is so brutal and honest. Like, just an honest reaction. I was like, that guy, I don't like that guy.
Nick. I can't believe they made a like a little mini reality show out of it because I mean,
yeah
because I also feel like that kind of prompted them to turn up the dramatics a bit.
Dude, in the interviews and stuff that they're doing, they were trying to bait me hard to do reality, like this person's going down, and I'm like, I'm not that guy.
Right,
because they're like, do you have anything to say to the producers of this show?
Oh, for kicking you off?
Yeah, for kicking me off. I go, honestly, if you guys are listening, thank you so much to Nick Cannon and all the producers that have me out for this opportunity. And they're like,
We and they cut that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We're not using that.
We'll do it right now. Fuck Niall.
Right.
Yo, Niall.
Whoa.
Call that.
Hey, we're supposed to golf later. Shut
nah,
your
nah, I'm just playing. I love Niall. I love Niall.
They're like, he want to talk about dick on stage, but all of a sudden when we have the chance and a camera in his face, he want to be nice and humble. What the fuck?
Well, that's amazing. How long you been doing the Scissor Bros podcast for?
Dude, we've been doing that. We're about to hit 90 episodes. We just had our buddy Pauly Shore on the last episode.
Oh,
that was a wild one.
How's he in person?
He's exactly like he is in the movies. If you had a comment, dude, what's up, bro?
So there's no off switch. It's just...
Dude, what do you mean? This is me.
Got it.
Right.
Love it.
Cheese. Leaning Tower of Cheese.
Yeah, bro.
I'm fucking quoting his cartoon.
Of
course. a Goofy movie.
Come on.
Oh, one of the best movies ever.
And one of the best soundtracks.
To stand out 100%
above the crowd.
Yes.
And if you gotta shout out loud.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't... we listen to each other. Other's hearts.
Oh, yeah. Fine, we're never too far apart.
Okay.
Okay, so my nieces.
Reason why. I was drinking.
He was trying to swallow.
Because he knows. That is one of the best songs ever. My sister and I love that movie, and we played it for my nieces so that they can love the movie as well, so that we all can sing and dance together to it.
That's beautiful.
Thank you, Tevin Campbell.
What movies are you getting your kids into, like classic movies?
So currently, how old is your first one?
He's a year and a half now.
Lit. What's his name?
Yeah, Wilder.
His name is Wilder.
Yeah, yeah.
Does he have a middle name?
Wilder Out.
Out is his middle name.
Stop it. The timing of it.
Oh my goodness.
Wait.
When does he turn
Welcome to Wilder and Out.
So since how'd you daddy get your name? Couldn't make the show, I had to make the show.
I named my son after my experience on the show.
When does he turn two?
He turns two in April.
Amazing.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Okay, whoa. This is wild, bro. And yo, I'm not going to say it. So your first turns two in April.
Yes.
My first turns two in February. Okay. Mind you, that is a 2-month difference.
Yes.
Your second is due in when?
June.
My second is due in March. April, May, June. Oh, okay. I thought it was going to be the same thing.
Never mind. Should have counted first.
They're so close. Yeah, they're real close.
I don't know.
So we were like, fucking at the same time on two different occasions, almost. Bless you. Yes. Okay. So right now, check this out. It makes me so happy. We just started, because when she was younger, we would try to put this on and she wasn't really into it. But lately she's been into the OG Lion King, putting that on. And like, I put on that high, and she's like, and I'm like, Ty, she's into it. You know what I'm saying? Because there is a part of me that, you know, because I read tweets about how kids would watch the old Lion King and they're like, this looks old. I don't like it. So
what a bummer.
Oh, I know.
Well, she's also not old enough to
have an opinion on things.
Right.
I know.
That's when you start, though.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Question to the parents in the room.
Yeah.
What's up?
What? You don't know your kids, Rick.
And people be calling me dad. You know?
Yo, these girls be calling me daddy out
in
the street.
That's right. That's it. Okay. What Disney movie do you not want your kids to be a fan of?
Oh. Interesting.
I don't think I've watched a Disney movie that I didn't like or that
you
I...
You don't want to hear Let It Go for 3 years?
I love Frozen.
Okay. That's why I threw it out there. Do you have a Disney movie you don't want them to be obsessed with?
I really don't like.
Yeah.
I can't think of one off the top of my head that's like that jarring to me that I'm like, I'll never show my son this movie. Yeah, because right now, I mean, he's a huge fan of like Jungle Book right now. He's like obsessed with
OG?
Jungle Book. Yeah,
whoa.
OG. Yeah.
Look, if anything, the only thing I'll turn off, the only thing I will switch off that we put on for her, I can only deal with so much CoComelon. Mm. CoComelon.
We had to stop Blippi.
You don't fuck with Blippi? He's a little annoying.
We had to stop.
He ain't Blippi.
Oh, I know. And here's my beef with CoComelon specifically in some of these little kid videos. A lot of them don't even put the effort into rhyming, okay? And that really bothers me as an MC and a musician. It'll literally be shit like this, you know? One, two, three. One, two, three. Would you like to come and play with some things
with us.
Oh.
With us. Yeah. Like, oh, with, that's like annoying. No effort yeah. into
you're,
rhyming.
Yeah, you're
at
leaning
all.
In, ready, getting ready for the yeah. rhyme, and you're like, oh no.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Or like, you know, hey, let's go outside for the day. Maybe we can have some juice.
Sandwich.
Like, it's like they don't even put any effort into rhyming because I feel like they don't need to. Yeah. And it bugs me, bro. Cocomelon is like, it's like the animation's dope, but the musicality of it is trash. and that's just it really bothers me.
Do you have one that you're like, nah, we're not, no Peppa Pig? Do you got Peppa Pig going at the house?
No, we just, we switched to some of the classic Disney movies. The two that we are back to back, we do Jungle Book and the original Winnie the Pooh.
Interesting.
Those are really solid, but the Blippi I had to stop because I kept hearing like, hey kids, do you want to come over here and learn about this? And then I was just like, I asked my wife, I was like, why are we doing this to ourselves?
Y'all ever seen Blippi?
No.
No.
Blippi's a grown-ass man who wears orange suspenders, orange blue hat, and I think he started on YouTube just doing little, like someone follows him with a camera. He would go to different, like, and you can see the difference between pre, like, Big Bag Blippi and like current Big Bag Blippi, because like before it's someone following him in camera and he would go through little like play areas, play zones, and there's like still like little kids in the background, fucking parents walking around looking at the camera and shit. Now big budget shit, he's on Netflix,
yeah,
the whole theme park is empty for him to walk through the shit, toys and fucking toys, like everything, you know what I'm saying? But his energy is exactly that. Just, oh, wow. Oh, what is this? Is a pillow? Yeah. What do I do?
Wait, what color is this pillow?
Steve was cool.
Yeah. Yeah. That's,
we had Steve.
I wonder what he's going to go to jail for.
That's the first
thing. There's no way.
Yeah, you're like, what skeletons do you have in the
closet? Oh, I think
closet?
We all know what he's going to go to jail.
No, I don't think it's that. For whatever reason, I don't think it's that. It's going to be like, drug dealing, murder, gang leader,
drug trafficking.
Yeah. Turns out he was on cocaine in all those videos.
The whole time. Explains a lot.
And you have a boy, and you're expecting
another boy. Yeah.
Wow. Wait, do you know what you're having?
No, we're waiting to find out. Yeah.
Rick, how does that make you feel?
How does what?
I don't
make
know.
You feel?
That he's waiting. How do you buy gifts?
I'm done buying gifts for other people's dogs. You buy gender neutral things, Nicholas.
Okay. Yeah, Amazon
asking,
gift cards.
Asking questions, hey.
Yeah, I mean, even with the first one, we just a lot of gray clothes. You know what I'm saying? A lot of just real gender neutral shit.
You wonder why?
That's why she
wonder why your baby never emotions. Happy. She be looking at you like the fuck. You put me in gray.
Oh no!
The
trust,
whole time.
Trust me, daddy. Now that we know she's a girl, I be going. I bought a little fucking princess outfits and shit.
That's so funny to say. Now, since last week, we found out she's a girl.
Yeah, yeah.
My baby's 32.
Now that we know, we forced them gender roles on her, bro.
Hilarious.
Bought her a fucking pink dress and a little mini kitchen.
I bought her a washing machine.
Cut this out. What the hell?
But
I think you guys shouldn't let your kids watch Dumbo. That's the one Disney movie you shouldn't let your kids watch.
Why is that?
It's pretty dark.
It's boring. I don't even know the story.
I haven't seen original Dumbo in a long time.
Well, isn't he like abandoned or they killed his mama or something?
They killed his
mom. Oh, they did kill his mom.
Yeah, there's a lot of weird death-related things in Disney movies.
Every Disney movie has some kind of dead parents.
I was telling Tim I was watching the new Pinocchio that came out on Netflix, and I had forgot the story of Pinocchio, and I was like, wow, poor Geppetto.
Yeah.
He had lost his wife, and then his son died, and he was grieving for so long that these, like, people came, like, these spirits came along and felt bad for him, and they let him have his son back. And
not
the regular version, though, like a real badass version.
Well, because this is the new movie that came out isn't the Disney version. It's based on the original story.
So it's way darker.
Yeah. It's good shit. Guillermo del Toro. I want to watch that shit. But as far as Disney movies that I don't want her...
Or you don't want to hear on repeat.
Oh, like I would get sick of?
Well, the only reason why I brought that up is because I've heard so many parents just talk about, like, look, I love me some Elsa. I get it. Olaf is adorable.
Crazy. Yeah.
But I can't do it. But Moana, I can deal with.
Moana.
They were like, I will happily give up Elsa for a lifetime to deal with Moana every day.
Well, that's your Islander
bias.
Yes.
And the people I talk to did not like Elsa.
Well, that's just their hatred for white people.
Shut up, Tim. Just go with the fucking question. What don't you want to your kid? Would you rather have your kid singing Let It Go, or do you want to be like, you're welcome?
Well, of course, I don't want her to like white people either. So I don't...
Keeping the racism train going.
Get it started early. That's what we do.
Frozen. That's actually... what they're doing over there. Yeah. That's what they're doing on there.
You don't think they're doing on that side of the tracks?
I genuinely think Frozen's just a funny movie too. It's really funny.
Olaf is one of the best characters that they've had. He's just such
before
a good...
there was Aveda, I'd go to Tim's house and there would be Frozens and Moanas and all of that. Playing. Just on.
Yeah,
so.
Before all the good. Babies. Yeah. Well, how about you? Is there any, not only Disney movie, but now that you have kids, right? Anything where you're just, besides Blippi, that you're just like, oh, I can't watch this anymore?
I would have to, just I can't, I'm a big horror movie guy. Mm. So, I will have to be real careful about what they can't watch what I'm watching for a long time.
Right.
Because I like the Saw movies, Hostel, all that.
Oh, Hostel's a motherfucker, yeah.
Yeah, it's, it's crazy.
Yeah.
So I'll have to be careful with that kind of stuff.
Are you concerned about your babies watching your stand-up?
Not so much my stand-up, but more some of the stuff we've done on Scissor Bros and stuff like that. We've done some, stupid challenges and stuff like that where I'm just like... Yeah, we just did a couple weeks ago, the loser sometimes has to do a punishment, and the loser had to do a little hot sauce enema up the butt.
Oh! How much of it can you see?
I freaking lost.
Okay, question. I understand the L, but what are we seeing as the viewer?
Okay, so this is...
You can reenact. You have three cameras. Okay, so he's bent over... For those of you that are listening right now, he is on all fours. Ass is facing the mic, by the way. Okay. Now, where is the hot... by the way, what view? Are they getting in the front, the side, or the back?
They're getting the close-up of my face, and Steve is behind me, and you just see the turkey baster from back here.
From the turkey baster, not even a proper enema.
Oh, not a proper enema.
What kind of hot sauce?
It was hot sauce. It was
what flavor?
Scissor Bros hot sauce. You can get it.
Oh my god! You can put that shit on
anything. I would not recommend. It was honestly, it was a dumb thing, but that we did because
was he gentle at least?
He was gentle, but he was commenting about it's your bro seeing your butt.
Yeah,
and
butthole specifically.
Butthole specifically.
Putting something in it.
Yeah. But how did you prep for that? Did you shave? Was there a waxing? Did you tell your wife, by the way, my best friend is about to see my butthole?
No. She knows that we've done some pretty weird stuff on the show at this point, and she's just kind of like, whatever.
Did you have to tell her, hey, babe, you can't peg me for a couple weeks? I'm gonna be sensitive.
Hemorrhoids again? No, actually.
A wild and outcast. I'm not gay. Okay?
Can we just get this
out of the clear?
I just purposely lost the challenge where
I did not purposely lose.
Hot sauce just so happens to have to be inserted into my.
Okay, let me ask you this. As someone who poos frequently, okay?
Yeah.
Do you flush the toilet?
No. How long did you feel the sensation of the hot sauce in your asshole?
I felt it for probably, I want to say an hour straight, even after I wiped. You still feel the tingles and stuff that.
Oh, okay, so it went right up. After you guys cut, you're like, I'm going to,
After we cut, I was like, dude, this is one of the worst punishments we've ever done.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we've done some painful ones, but that one is just not meant to go up there. Yeah. It's just not. It's just you shouldn't do it.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So that one was one of the gnarlier ones as far as I probably felt uncomfortable down there for a week.
I bet.
Yeah.
Okay. Has there ever been a challenge or a subject that you did on the show that your wife was like, "Look, I love you, but you're pushing it"?
There was one that she got upset about, but is because it affected not just inside the so we have a back garage where we've converted into a podcast studio, right? And we did this surstrumming challenge, which it's the stinkiest fish in the world.
Oh no.
So what happened is when we were doing the challenge, we were just supposed to eat this fish. There are proper YouTube videos that show you how to open the can, because it's a fermented fish that you're not, you're not supposed to even, it's not supposed to fly even into the US.
Oh my.
But one of our listeners shipped it to us, to our PO box, so we could do this challenge.
Wow.
Because if it explodes on the plane, it can ruin the plane because it's that potent of a smell.
Oh God.
So I did not watch and do the proper research of how to open it. You're supposed to open it underwater because it's so high pressure and fermented, and then the gaseous explodes underwater. I opened it. It explodes all over my face, over Steve's face, and on the ceiling of the garage. And we had to air out the garage. It stunk for over a week. There were stray cats in the neighborhood that were coming by.
No.
It got inside of our place because my wife had the window open. Like it was like a, it was a summer night. And it was like, she came out. She goes, she, within like 5 minutes of us doing the challenge, she goes, something's wrong. What happened? What did you guys do?
She woke up.
I know, no.
Something's wrong.
The neighbors were texting her like, hey, I think there's might be some red tide, like some sewage that might be coming up in our lines. Lord. It was the fish from the back. That it was that smelly. So that was the one where my wife was like, and then I felt so bad. I had to do a weekend on the road of stand-up. I left her
you
with the
You left
sound.
Her with that?
Shit.
I left her with the smell. I felt so bad. Like, she was texting me, and I'm like, I'm so, all weekend, I was like, I'm so sorry. I was like,
how long ago was this?
This was summer of last year.
So she had the baby too?
She was pregnant.
Oh, whoa, wait.
So her senses are heightened and shit.
Oh, yeah. No wonder why. As soon as he went, she was.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Fucking her water breaks.
That's intense.
Wow. Look, my wife would have been livid.
She was very upset. She was as sweet as possible dealing with it. But like, I felt so bad leaving her with, because I had to keep texting her over the weekend. I was like, can you open the garage door again? And then also, can you spray some more stuff in there?
Oh my God. She's like,
she's having to deal with it. Deal with my mess.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. That was the worst one as far as like relationship wise, where the neighbors got involved.
Oh, it was my God. Thing.
Yeah.
That's so funny, man. But hey, anything for the bit.
That's
at the end of the day.
Don't do it, Tim.
That's my problem, bro. If it's funny, if it's a bit, like I do stuff that later I'm like, I shouldn't have done that, but I'm like, dang it, people laugh.
But worth it.
Worth it. People online loved it.
It's the curse of the bit, you know?
I know.
Man.
Terrible.
You know what? But you know what? They knew that when they got into the relationship. Well, not really. They didn't really know that, but
she's been with me since I started doing open mics. So she's seen like the whole trajectory.
She's seen when you were trash.
Yeah.
So she really loves you.
She really loves me. Yeah.
Does she help you punch up your joke? She's like, hey, babe, that joke.
Well, especially because she's in that space too.
No, never really that. But every once in a while, she'll bring up like a story or something that I said or something in passing, and she's like, have you tried doing that like on stage? I'm like, okay, yeah, I'll give that a shot. Or that's like cool. If something like comes back of something that we like, because late night, you know, when you get like that, one of my favorite parts of like being married is right before you go to sleep is the riffs that happen right before you literally shut your eyes at night. Like I get really loopy and I start saying all kinds of wild stuff like right before I go to sleep, and then like I'm sometimes making her laugh so hard, and then she goes, do you remember what you were saying last night? I was like, I have no idea what I was saying.
I do that too. So this is so interesting. Do you not do this?
There's no one in my bed next to me at night, Tim.
No, bro, he would do that texting me. He texts me gibberish.
There is like, no one there, Tim. So, I'm going to start texting Rick.
It's a thing, and I realized I did this when I was in high school, because what happens is, like, especially when you're like trying to stay awake, right? Your brain starts to dream, but then you're still awake. So you start to verbalize the shit you see in your weird ass dreams.
Oh.
And so, you know, you'll be around trying to kick it with people. And then all of a sudden, like specifically the first time I vividly remember this shit happening, my boy Sam was just kicking it in my room. I was so tired, but we're hanging out, you know, just quality homie time. And he starts talking to me very deep. Conversation about his relationship with his father, all right? But I start dreaming about his dad showing me their pool in the backyard. So as he's talking to me about, like, you know, the struggles he's having with his dad, I'm like, so how long have you had your pool? And then and he's like, what? And that made me snap out of it. And I was like, all right, man, I gotta go to sleep, dog.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
So that's cool. It's like, I rarely meet people that have that same shit.
I've been on road trips with buddies, and I'll be trying to be, you know, shotgun where I'm in the passenger seat trying to keep them awake.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I'm dipping in sleep, and I start doing the head thing, mm-hmm. and I start talking in my sleep. And I had a buddy once, I remember. I started like talking, trying to stay awake, and he goes, "Dude, you're freaking me out. Just go to sleep. Like, stop like running your mouth. Just go to sleep. Whatever you're trying to do to stay awake is not helping me at all. You're just scaring me while I'm driving."
It's you just turning me like, "I'll suck your dick."
He even does it when he's dreaming too.
It explains a lot.
Oh my god. Well, that's cool, man. Are you excited about your new baby?
I am. It's all the feelings. I'm very excited, but you know, I think part of being a dad is kind of faking like, we got this. You know what I mean? Like not a problem. Number two? Yeah, sure.
Thought you were going to say faking being excited. Like, damn.
Oh, no, so
pretending to love your kids.
Yeah. You know, as we all do. Yeah. No,
well,
no.
I love it. I love it.
Yeah. I love it. I love it. My life is great with having them in it. What's one thing you would do different with your second child than you did with your first?
Oh. Honestly, I'm going to savor certain moments a little bit more. Mm. I went into mad provider mode when my first son was born, where there were some moments where I definitely could have been there for my wife in different ways, where I was just so worried about getting the work, getting income, all right. that kind of stuff, where I could have taken some moments where it's just me, her, and the baby, and just really soak that in. Because we've talked about it since then. If you have to ask for help, you're already past that point of really like needing somebody to help out. And I was so like, I'm going to do this and I do that. I got to make all this stuff happen. And that I didn't pick up signs on when I could have been there for her a little bit more. So
I see.
On the second time around, I'm going to try to be more in tune with that and try to be a little bit better, not just provider, but more of like the husband and father in that role. Just being there. You know what I mean? Just being present in a different way where I was just trying to get work done and different stuff like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's what I'll do for sure.
The balance, right? You feel like I got a grind mode, provide for my family, and then at some point, I mean, and I have to do the same shit. You have to remind yourself, like, wait, why am I working so hard? If I can, I'm earning all this money, but it's like if I'm not there to enjoy the time, then
what is the point?
What is the point?
Yeah. Right? So that's definitely something that I plan on doing. Like, just even while she's been pregnant this time around, I've been trying to be a little bit more in tune. Also, since I have context, the first time you're going in as a new parent on either side, you have no idea what is going on every step of the way. So at least there's some kind of roadmap before, okay, I did it this way. I can make some adjustments now this time around. Mm-hmm. Be a little bit more in tune in different areas.
There are these fucking like TikToks that Chia will send to me that make me laugh, where it's like, For your first child, you know, they have these fucking like sanitizing machines for the bottles and shit like that. You put the bottles in the thing, make sure everything's good. And then for like second child, she's like, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Or like first child, cutting up fruit. He's like, second child, he's like,
that's real. That's some real stuff.
It is real. You're so paranoid, you know?
Well, you're so scared that you're going to kill something that just came into this world.
Oh my
like,
God.
I mean, I had to get over just like the fear of dropping my own baby for a while. You know what I mean?
That sounds terrifying.
That's facts. I haven't tripped on stairs in the past, like ever since the baby was born, because you're so just like
pick your feet up.
Talk.
You learn how to walk when you have a baby,
right? Yeah. You relearn how to walk. Yeah,
isn't that crazy?
It's a lot. It's a process. Yeah.
Good. Well, shit, man. So you got the podcast. You're doing stand up. What are your like? You know, do you have any? I don't know. People always ask this question, but like, what's like the 5-year, 10-year plan? You know.
Sure. I've got this series that I've been doing on my YouTube called Stand Up on the Spot. Mm-hmm. and it's comedians going up with no prepared material, asking the audience for suggestions, and then you just create stand-up on the spot based off those suggestions. That's cool. And it's a lot of fun, and I really believe in that show. I think I'll sell that as a series eventually. We've been shooting it, and we're like 13 episodes in at this point, and just building an audience for that on my YouTube and stuff like that. And then I think I'm gonna be doing my own sketch show eventually. That's been the goal along with this, is that I can do stand up, sketch show, and then movies and stuff down the line and all that stuff. I've done some stuff like that over the years, but yeah, stand up on the spot and sketch show is immediate 5 year. That's what I want to be doing.
Man, isn't it like sketch? I love doing sketches, but it's such a struggle nowadays. You know what I'm saying?
The thing that's a little defeating about the sketch world right now is like, what I'm used to is like writing sketches that are more like in that at least 2 to 3 minute range, mm-hmm. right?
Oh, I know
but
exactly what you're
it's
saying.
All about that condensing it to that minute. 20 yeah. to 30 seconds to a minute, and yeah. It's a different way of wiring your brain. That's why shows like Key and Peele and stuff like that are so amazing, because you see the sketches and like the cinematography and mm-hmm. like the genres that they go into and that they play on. That's the kind of stuff where I'm like, that's amazing. Yeah. I love that kind of stuff.
Well, hearing that Mad TV is one of your favorite shows, you could always see why sketches would be something you'd want to get into.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
That's what most of us grew up on. A yeah. different type of humor, a different way of viewing comedy. Mm-hmm. So if you can somehow figure out how to do that now, given the climate.
Yeah.
And also given the way that people consume entertainment, I think that it could be great.
Yeah.
It's annoying, dude. Now, like, I'll have sketch ideas, right? And so now when I'm going to film them, I'll write it out, right? Where I'll be like, I'm going to set up this fucking scenario. I'm going to build this little whatever. Mm-hmm. But then I'm also like, in the back of my mind, I'm like, okay, after we have the fucking film crew shoot this shit nice, I'm like, also, let's make sure we shoot it where I can cut it vertically.
Oh,
I trim right. that first minute and a half of setting it up where right. I get right to the
right
punchline.
Yeah. yeah, for the face you make when.
yeah, exactly. Exactly.
yeah,
where the whole joke
that.
Is just on the top. Mm-hmm.
yeah. yeah.
Do you think you'll ever go back to long format? Do you think people are going to start learning how to enjoy the buildup and appreciate it?
I think so, because if you look at just our history with old school radio shows, and then you look at podcasting, how that came back, I think it ebbs and flows, where people get so much stimulation in short form content, where I think it will swing back a little bit more. But you're always going to have to cater to, you know, where we are at realistically with TikTok and everything like that, where it is instantaneous. And some people just want that quick dopamine and they don't want to get invested in something. Because
right.
it's an investment to sit down and it really is. Pay attention to something. And give your time over to, especially, you know, when you've got a couple kids and, mm-hmm. and you're doing the different things and different capacities, stuff like that. Yeah.
It gets interesting. I see it coming back, though, mm-hmm. because I feel like streaming services like Netflix and shit like that, they're still doing long form, of
right.
course. And all these new creators that are doing the quick shit are going to do the same shit we did back then and be like, I could do that. So then they're going to start doing
yeah.
longer shit mm-hmm. and putting it on these apps that everybody are using.
right.
And then it's just going to go
it's
back
just a
to
cycle.
That.
Yeah. And it's wild to think that, like, when you brought up the sketches where it's like, you were like, now we're talking of 3 to 5 minute sketches
as
long form
yeah,
content.
I know.
That's insane.
I know.
It used to be like 15 to 30
yeah,
minutes where we're like, I don't know
shit,
if I
right?
could chop this down to
right.
15 minutes.
Right.
We're missing the whole point.
There was this Rigor Morty, like, this bit. He said something where he was like, it was like quick. You could tell they were just kind of improvising this little shit too. And he was like, no, it's gonna be a new app. It's called Shoey, where it's on your shoe and the clips are 20 seconds long and you just watch the clip while you're tying your shoes. And in my head, I was like. And when he said it, I was like, 20 seconds, that's crazy. You can't. I was like, wait, Vine was 6 seconds.
Yeah.
you know
yeah.
what I'm saying? I was like, wow.
And we
crazy.
Loved it.
Well, I appreciate you guys for watching hour long of us talking about bullshit.
Right?
I'm sorry. There was a lot of good stuff in here, Tim.
Yeah, no, it was great. No, but yeah, no. Bullshit is great. Dennis Rodman, yeah. This man right here, he does stand-up. He has a hilarious podcast. Y'all need to tune in. Check him out. Watch the video of him auditioning for Wild 'N Out as well.
Oh, my God. yes.
You're going to see a bomb.
oh, my God.
I'm aware. It's not. That's the thing is, like, when people are, like, not aware of the bomb, that's when I'm like, oh, baby. Like, I'm a, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, a girl that was also in the workshop, she DM'd me after I got cut. She's like, so sorry for you got cut. I go, don't worry, you're getting cut tomorrow.
And she did.
I'm aware. You know what I mean? I was like, oh, it's all good.
God,
all
I want to see the unedited version. If you ever get your hands on it, please let us know when you're going to release it.
All right. We'll
I want
see.
The unedited, uncensored.
Just have them spit the fucking bars for you right now.
Dude, I don't remember what I was saying. It was so sloppy. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Well, hey, man, thank you so much for pulling up.
Of course. And, thank you guys so much for having me. Really appreciate it, guys.
Is there anything, where can we find you?
I'm very fun follow on social media at Jeremiah Standup, very active. And then youtube.com/Jeremiah Watkins, youtube.com/Scissor Bros, and youtube.com/@StandupOTS.
Bang, bang. Thank you guys for watching. Make sure you like, comment, share, subscribe, all that bullshit. Once again, this is No Chaser Podcast. I'm Tim Chantharongsu.
I'm Ricky Shucks.
I'm Nikki Blades.
Bye.